This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, every day is a good day when you can look outside, see the sun or sun come up, or at least light versus dark. It is time for you to get yourself onto the top of the world list. Let's make sure that today you feel like you're on the top of the world. How about that? Jennifer Horn feels like she's on top of the world.
King of the world.
Kessler is here. Michael's at the controls. Richie will be around a little bit. Roberta is still trying to figure out why she's in New Orleans. That'll take her a couple of years, I'm guessing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it is time for us to celebrate, as it is the 1th of July, Christmas in July. Do you realize that we are halfway through the year 2014?
Christmas in July.
Yes, it is. Jack Bauer nipping at your nose or whatever else is there.
Yuletide carol being sung by a fire and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
How do you feel hearing this?
Festive.
Yeah,
I love Christmas, but this makes me feel hot because it's hot outside. I feel like I should be roasting chestnuts, and I'm warm now.
It's going to be 97 here today on the farm. It was 94 yesterday.
Yuck.
It is warm, humid, summer weather. Santa's on his way, though, sooner or later. It will take, Meredith and I were talking about this last night, but 3 months ago we were coming back from our various winter haunts. 6 months ago it was New Year's, celebrating New Year's, that kind of stuff. It's just like yesterday. And look around.
You want to know something that's really going to blow your mind?
What's that?
You're going to have the best gift for this Christmas.
I am going to have a grandchild.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
You know how fun that'll be?
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be.
Now, you better not. Let me, because I know you.
How do you?
I know you.
You do.
You had better not fly out on Christmas Day just to be with your kids for like 3 hours. This year, you better be there, and you better stay, and you better love it.
Really? Or else.
Or else.
Yeah. All right. This is the anniversary of the Pied Piper exacting his revenge on the German town of Hamelin. The townspeople had promised to pay him a large fee if he could rid their town of the rats that were running all over the place. He played his pipe. The rats had followed him out of the town into the river. Once the rodents were eliminated, the locals decided not to pay him. The piper was not pleased, repaid the townspeople by playing his pipe for the children, just like he had done for the rats. And just like the rats, the children followed him out of town.
Okay, I don't know about the kids, but wouldn't that be great if he could go to Washington and rid the town of rats?
Mm-hmm. The Pied Piper of Hamelin led the children into a hole in the hillside, and they were never seen again, according to legend. So what do you think of that? Speaking as you were, there's a study that has been released. This is one of the great, I enjoy studies because they give us great reason for observation and conversation. And so there is a lot of focus on politics, mid-year elections, House, all of them up, Senate, one-third of them up. The fact that they are wildly unpopular is an understatement, especially this year. But if you look at the stats, there'll be more primaries. I think there are a couple today, but there's not many. I think there are some more in a couple of weeks. The primary season is upon us. But if you look at what's happened so far, we're about halfway through these party primaries. And so far, the score of those who have run, that are incumbents versus those who are getting bumped in the primaries. 291 incumbents have made their way through the challenge. Only two challengers have been victorious against all the congressmen who have run so far in the primary. So that means that of the, there are 435 members of the House. So far, 291 of them, at least in the primary, have taken care of their challenges. That doesn't mean that's going to be the outcome in the general election, but for all the talk, all the huffing and puffing and all the consternation, only two people have bumped off an incumbent in primaries. What a disgusting disgrace, isn't it? Think about it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty sad. We, I mean, the big one, how, I think everybody thought that it was going to be a lot different. Cantor got bumped off, but
right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So it just, that got a lot of attention, but it didn't get rid of guys like Thad Cochran, who's a big blowhard, and even a bigger BSer is Charlie Rangel, and he didn't get bumped off. And the gall that these people had, the day of the election, Rangel's people were walking around his district in New York saying, if you didn't vote for Charlie Rangel, you were a racist. That was the, that was their calling card. That's how they got people to vote. You're a racist if you don't support Charlie Rangel. There you go. There's America, land of the free, home of the brave.
God forbid you just don't like him because of what he's done, his, what he's done in office.
He's been a horrible, horrible, worse than horrible, crooked congressman. And he's what a symbol. What a disgrace. And the whole thing is disgraceful now, under the circumstances. Atlantic City Casino closing this summer. At least two others may follow. Experts say there are too many gambling halls in Atlantic City. Why is it that Atlantic City never took off like Las Vegas? Never really has taken off.
You know, I've never been. What's it like?
Atlantic City's a horrible place.
Really?
Awful. Oh,
I've always wanted to go.
Inside the casinos, it's nice. Outside the casinos, you're flirting with disaster.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a horrible city.
Yeah, you get mugged in a heartbeat. It's
awful.
A dump.
Yeah. Huh. And that you see, that's why Richie just hit the nail on the head. Why it hasn't been successful, because the mob that protects Las Vegas interests, there's no crime in Las Vegas, none, because they won't allow it. In Atlantic City, there's all kinds of crime. And one wonders why the same elements that have protected Las Vegas and its reputation, its cleanliness, its viability, why those same people, because most of them are the same people that run the casinos in Atlantic City, same ones that run them in Las Vegas. How come they haven't?
Yeah, there's a lot of Trump in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Nobody wants to protect Trump?
A lot of Trump.
Yeah.
He's not the mob.
No, he's not the mob. Yes. No, he's not the mob. That's true, Richie. 14 past the hour. In a moment, we deal with the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby with a professor of law at the University of Baltimore. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Wow. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Excuse me. Yes, excuse me. I'm taken back by those GEICO commercials. All right. So we have with us Professor Garrett Epps, who's from the law school, the University of Baltimore, former staff writer for The Post, written for The New York Times, New Republic, New York Review, et cetera, et cetera. He has an interesting take on the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby. Professor Epps, thanks for joining us here on Good Day. You wrote, courts, of course, must often balance the rights of one group, employees say, against those of another, employers, perhaps. Employees don't always win, nor should they. What does the majority ruling on the Hobby Lobby situation come across to you as being? What's the significance of it?
Well, this is a very broad decision and potentially quite troubling. It's really not just...
troubling for whom?
Well, it's troubling for employees in particular because the court, in essence, just writes their interests in employee benefits out of the law. They discuss the entire question in terms of the employer's objection and conscience to their employees having access to contraception. And it would be one thing for the court to say, well, we balance this religious freedom right on one hand against the interests of the employees in receiving fair pay, but they don't. They basically put it in scare quotes. They say the government argues that, you know, there's an interest in protecting the employees, and then they put quotes around gender equality, but we really don't see that as even present in the record. Alito is a magician, and he made the Hobby Lobby employees disappear.
All right, so the effect of this, long-term, short-term, is this just a dumb ruling there? And I'm curious as to your thoughts on some of the other rulings that have been announced this week as well.
Sure. We also had yesterday the Harris versus Quinn result, which is really precisely the same thing. It had to do with the ability of public employees unions to represent home health care workers. And Justice Alito basically dismisses the workers' interest in having a union. He says the state can pay them more money without a union, that all they have to do is decide to do that. And then he says, it's quite remarkable, he cites a sort of New Deal era law that says that maids and house servants do not have a right to join unions, and basically says that these trained home health care providers are just really people's maids, and what are they doing messing around with the union? It's a little bit breathtaking.
The spin that you have on these two are interesting. What other ruling? Do you think there is any good ruling that has come out of the Supreme Court? Never mind just the announcements made this week. What about this session?
Well, we had a couple of cases that going in seemed to promise some real scary results, in which the court was united in sort of turning down the chance to go off the edge. Obviously, everyone's aware that they held that people's cell phones cannot be searched by police incident to an arrest without a warrant.
That was a unanimous decision.
It was
right?
9-0, and it's really quite an important victory for the privacy of ordinary people, because we run into police all the time, and police can constitutionally arrest you even for not wearing a seatbelt. So the chance for the cops to get unfettered access to people's cell phones was really quite serious if the court had come out the other way.
What about the recess appointments that the Obama administration has been making, or the impact of those recess appointments, generally speaking, going forward?
Well, there was a very limited set of recess appointments before the court, and that were appointments that were made to the National Labor Relations Board during a period where the Senate was holding these sort of faux sessions every 3 days. A senator would show up and say, the Senate is in session, the Senate will adjourn, and the whole thing took about 2 minutes. The point of the sessions being to prevent the president from making appointments. And the president said, I don't believe the Senate's really in session. I'm going to make the recess appointments. Now, that was probably an overreach. In fact, the court held 9-0 that it was.
Right. Yeah.
The danger was that this would open up the recess appointment power to be gutted, and that did not happen.
Garrett Epps is a professor of law at the University of Baltimore Law School. Thank you, sir. 21 after on Good Day.
Free time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm interested in presenting some Janis Joplin music because it's an interesting story relating to her performing, even though there's not anything about Janis Joplin I have ever thought was good.
Really? Because I always feel like I'm the only one. I can't stand her either.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, my God.
Nothing about Janis Joplin that appeals to me. Never has?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what is good about that? I mean, she's screeching.
She's got soul, man.
She's got feeling. To you, she has soul. To me, she's a noisy, annoying.
She's a screamer. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Right.
But she has got so much emotion.
For you, yeah, we get that. We know you like her, and that's cool. A lot of people did. That's why she was successful.
Right.
And that's why the Rolling Stones.
Doug, we're having a fair and balanced conversation about Janis Joplin.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I'm proud of you.
But do you believe it? Like, if she performed that night after night, do you really believe that she has emotion, or is she just screaming?
Well, part of it is drug-induced, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But, no, she's got a lot of soul.
Rolling Stone reporting on a series of musical stamps coming out this year. Took years of planning to come to fruition. Now that Jimi Hendrix has a stamp, it's been officially released as the first offering of the United States Postal Service's Music Icon series. The agency has unveiled the official stamp for Janis Joplin. The stamp will be released next month, feature Janis Joplin smiling and wearing shades, surrounded by a psychedelic background and lettering evoking the sort of the look of the 60s, if you know what I mean. There are 16 stamps. The biographical description says, quote, Janis Joplin was a groundbreaking singer whose powerful bluesy voice propelled her to the pinnacle of rock stardom. An icon of the 60s, she was known for her uninhibited and soulful performances. She's now recognized as one of the great rock singers of all time, as well as a pioneer who paved the way for other women in rock. How about that, Richie?
I would agree.
navigating.
I'm not a big, huge fan of the whole San Francisco psychedelic thing.
Right.
But, man, she had it.
She got a lot of attention. A lot of it was negative, sadly enough.
Yeah, most of those idiots killed themselves, so
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hi, Richie, if you can quickly change the tone to a Madonna tune, I have something that is of interest and importance to those people who are followers of Madonna. Who is here that follows Madonna, who likes Madonna?
I'm
old school Madonna.
Old school Madonna.
Yeah.
All right. So,
speaking of which, let's go to
Madonna
old school.
Madonna is going to help her hometown of Detroit. You realize that she came from Detroit. Chicchione.
She can buy Detroit. Yeah.
Isn't that her name is Chicchione, I think.
It is.
Yeah. So she's contributing a lot of money to three different charities that are in the main trying to improve conditions for those who have stayed in the Motor City, all four of the people who still live in Detroit, some benefit. Actually,
good reason, though.
Good reason for her giving the money?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because her daughter's going to college in University of Michigan.
What's her daughter, LaDonna? What's her
Lourdes.
Daughter? Lourdes.
LaDonna.
LaDonna.
Mini Madonna.
Madonna and LaDonna.
I shall call her LaDonna.
Isn't there a popular, there's a, like LaDonna Harvey. Who's she? Radio person.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
No, it's not right. There was nobody named LaDonna. Come on, Rachel. 29 after, no, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the best thing about pet aerobics is that you and your dog or cat can have fun together. A relationship based solely on feeding and disciplining isn't really worth the effort. Why have a pet at all if you're not going to enjoy each other? Pet aerobics or good exercise with your dog or cat is a great way of bonding. There are many things you can do. You know, besides the basic obedience training you teach your dog, teaching some new tricks. For example, if you were to go into my backyard right now, one of the most important things you'll see is look like the U.S. Open was just played there. There's tennis balls. There's a kiddie pool filled with dirt where my dogs can go and dig. It's kind of like their own little sandbox. There's a tetherball hanging. There's a bench they can crawl under and crawl over. I always tell people, if you want to find out how your dog is being bored in the backyard, crawl around for a while. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Make your backyard interesting. Make sure you keep up with your dog's physical exercise as well as his emotional exercise. And I promise you, the two of you will have a relationship like none other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on 24. It's pretty interesting how some of this stuff gets recycled. Last night I was worried that Chloe was going to get bumped off. However, that would not do well because the fan base for 24 is adamant about her being almost as important a part of the series as Jack is and has been. So, at any rate, it's a cool thing. We'll review 24. The episode from last night in a few minutes. Jennifer has her television report coming up in this half hour. Meanwhile, as long as we're into the entertainment mode, you may be interested to know what some of your favorite stars on the radio or associated with the radio are making. How many people are interested in knowing what some of the big stars on radio are making?
Forbes magazine. Definitely.
On radio?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number one on the list is Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
Howard Stern made $95 million last year between his Sirius XM gig
and America's Got Talent. Can I tell you something?
You may, Rich. Please tell me something.
We watched America's Got Talent, Janet and Sean and I.
Yeah.
And they had a skit on, which is probably, and Kenny, I swear you have to go watch this, one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
On America's Got Talent?
On America's Got Talent. Jennifer, you will love it. Yeah. It's just stupid comedy.
Why wouldn't I like it then?
It's a little too stupid for you.
Really?
You would think it's stupid. But it's basically this guy that comes out and it's a spoof, and he's going to do this karate. He's a karate expert.
Ah.
And he's got this guy with him, kind of heavyset guy wearing like one of those Mexican wrestling masks. But it's a knit cap, and they just go through this whole spoof. And the two women judges don't get it, think it's stupid, and they give them the buzzer right away.
Really?
Howard and Howie are almost peeing themselves in their chairs laughing.
Really?
And Sean and Janet and I could not stop. We could not stop laughing. It was hysterical.
Sean got it.
Oh, Sean got it. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Huh. All right, so Howard Stern, number one, $95 million last year. Glenn Beck. comes in second, yeah, according to Forbes. $90 million last year between his radio program, his online news site, The Blaze.
Isn't it interesting that the top two guys have kind of non-traditional revenue sources?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
One of them being on satellite and the other one being in web.
Yeah, yeah. And where are we?
Exactly.
Rush Limbaugh, speaking of tradition, is number three, made $66 million last year. Ryan Seacrest, number four, made $65 million last year. Sean Hannity, number five on the list, earned $30 million last year. So interesting comparison. Hannity makes half of what Limbaugh does and a third of what Glenn Beck does. Glenn Beck has been very smart about having all kinds of access to all kinds of media, has created something that really nobody else has done.
Yeah, no,
Limbaugh
smart.
Has stuck to the traditional, and his contract, which goes till 2017, keeps him at those kind of numbers, somewhere between 40 and 60 million a year. After that, they will not renew at those kind of dollars. No, they won't, because there isn't that kind of money there. At any rate, but I think it's interesting. Hannity is seeing the apex, but who would have thought? And I didn't see him the other day, Richie. Did you see him?
Briefly.
Yeah, I did not see him to talk to.
No, he would. I got there just as he was finishing up his speech and walking out.
Yeah, I wasn't there until after he had gone. The fact that he is as good a guy as he is.
Great guy.
The other people, and I don't have a problem with Glenn is a good guy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't kind of really let this go to his head. Limbaugh is not pleasant to be around, but that's just because of his own insecurities. I have only been around Howard Stern once, and I thoroughly enjoyed him. I enjoyed him as much as I enjoy being around Sean. The essence of who they are.
Yeah, but we know Sean a lot better.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know people who know Howard well. I don't know him. And they all say,
Sean is just Sean is a guy you'd like to sit down and just, he doesn't drink beer, but just sit down and have a beer with at the pub.
Yeah, right. That's all. And whether he's reached the apex, certainly where he was as he grew up in New York City, when he went to Georgia to be a broadcaster and learned by doing, went through all of the things to develop himself properly, became a success, and not an overnight success. He's worked very hard at it over the past 25 years or so. And as something, I mean, I'm not taking it away from Rush and taking away from Glenn. I just find that Sean has an interesting, just an aura around him. And I think he's probably got another 3, 4, 5 years on the air that will have value. And then he will run, as soon as his children are out of school in New York, he'll move to Florida and run for the Senate. See if that doesn't pan out. I mean, he's smart enough. If you make $30 million a year for 10 years, then you got plenty of dough. You know, he's very conservative. I'm sure he's not spending it wildly. Limbaugh doesn't spend his money. Well, he's got a big home in Palm Beach, and he's got a plane and stuff, but that's not, you know, we're not talking about serious money. $4, 5, 6 million a year for that. What do you do with the rest of the dough? Limbaugh's got to be worth $500 million if he's worth a nickel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, you can say the same about Howard, who's probably at this point worth $1 billion or very close to it.
Got to be.
Yeah. And Beck will be, when Beck folds a lot of his money back into his business. But at some point, by the time he's finished or done as much as he wants to do, Beck will be worth close to $1 billion. So these guys have all played this well and done a good job with it. Meanwhile, I have a lot of mortgages. Oh, well. Richie!
One way to go, Dougie, just stop.
The anniversary of the first Corvette rolling off the Chevrolet assembly line in Flint, Michigan, 1953 on this date, 1st of July. The first Vette sold for $3,250.
Yep.
You know what that car is worth today? If you can find one of those in the first year,
$1 million.
At least.
Yeah.
$1 million to $1.3 million. That's the kind of dough.
They had the six-cylinder, though, and that's kind of a knock on them, but still.
Yeah. No, it's the fact that it was in the first
series.
There aren't many of them left. So, it really, you know, it reminds me of a scene from True Lies when Bill Paxton, is it Pullman or Paxton, who's the silly guy that's chasing Arnold's wife around? And it's, he's in a Corvette.
That's
a great
Paxton.
Scene. Pax, that is Paxton. Great scene of him going down the street in a Corvette.
Yeah.
One of the really early.
Yeah.
And Richie.
Yeah.
On this date in 1995, you and I entertained Wolfman Jack.
We did.
One of the first things that I did on this program when I came here was to have a conversation with Wolfman Jack.
We did separately. I wasn't working with you yet.
Oh, you weren't?
I was still working at Z104, which was the station that syndicated his weekend show. His Friday night show.
I thought you were here. I thought for some reason you and I were.
So he used to fly up from North Carolina every Friday night to Z104 here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And go down to Planet Hollywood and do his show and then fly home. And one Friday night he came in, didn't look too good, did the show, flew home the next day, walking up the driveway. His wife came out to greet him and he fell down in the driveway.
Yep.
Yikes.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
And the last interview he did on his whirlwind tour promoting his autobiography, Have Mercy, was on this radio program. Mm. It's the last time he was ever heard alive.
Yeah, I worked at a music station then, and he was supposed to be on the next morning.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have him on.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I did him in, Richie.
He was he is an American icon.
Oh, what a wonderful broadcaster.
There's no doubt. I remember watching Midnight Special when I was 14 years old. And
absolutely.
Watching him bring on CCR and Janis Joplin. And, well, no, I didn't bring
Janis Joplin. We need an update on the World Cup. What's happening with I stand back and just listen.
USA plays Belgium today. That's the big thing you need to remember.
Get ready for your waffles.
You ain't getting no Belgian waffles at Waffle House.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a local restaurant here in Washington, D.C. that's a Belgian restaurant, a Belgian-owned restaurant, and the guy decided he'd sell American beer.
Yeah.
They're trying to see which beer sells the most because he sells...
Beer and waffles?
Stella. Ooh. No, it's just some other restaurant.
What is Belgian food like?
I don't know. Belgian beer is very light. So he decides to sell Budweiser, which is owned by the same company that owns Stella Artois, which is a Belgian company. So you got the USA playing, who are they playing? Algeria.
No, USA playing Belgium.
Belgium. Duh. Okay, today.
And then yesterday, there was a big double overtime, right? Germany?
Germany and Algeria.
Right?
Germany won 2-1. Yep. You had France beating Nigeria. So France and Germany will play on the 4th. And Colombia and Brazil will play on the 4th. That's the big one at my house with the Colombian wife. They are all into it. And that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game.
Are your kids into it?
Yeah, my kids have jerseys. And, you know, Sean is into it. Juliana, you know, whatever, not so much. She'd rather go out and play, whatever.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, USA and Belgium will be the big one today.
USA. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, it is true. You cannot stop time.
Oh, in Argentina and Switzerland today.
The bags and puffiness under your eyes, staying up late to watch the World Cup, don't need to be there. Thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of the wrinkles, the facial lines, the puffiness under your eyes naturally without surgery by calling 800-543-9262. Lois writes, I love it and use it every day. I would say the change in my look is remarkable. 800-543-9262 to get a change in your face. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the redness around your eyes. You will find that you've looked not this well for years and years and years. 800-543-9262. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the new deep firming serum. Enhanced with stem cell technology as well. So soft, silky smooth can be yours. Try Genucel. Excuse me, call 800-543-9262. Ask for your free gifts when you dial. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, and the wrinkles around your eyes now. Take action now.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside.
Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from South Bend. It was Boston.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We will be here, well, all of us will be here except for Jennifer. And I think Roberta will be here, although I did see something that looked like she might be around later this week. Jen will not be here on Friday. Scoff.
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 Scoff. I wish I was going to be here.
You know, should we save and play a cut or two every day from 24 just for fun?
No, let's knock it out. Well.
All right, okay, Richie.
Oh, great. Now I haven't seen it. Go ahead. My fault.
All right.
Is this when they get to Navarro?
Well, Navarro's been got. And then Jack says...
No.
What?
You got to go to cut 106.
106. Okay. So Kate and Jack trick Navarro. I was actually going to explain this, but you don't have to have it explained to you. Pretty much Jack does all the splaining right here.
Get your hands up right now.
Kate, what are you doing?
You shut up. Get your hands up. Turn around right now. Turn around. Get against the wall now. On your knees. You two. On your knees.
Kate, you don't have to do this.
You framed my husband. He's dead because of you.
Just think about what you're doing. You've got a long career ahead of you.
Do you understand that when Adam was arrested, I blamed myself for not knowing he was a spy, and all the while you stood by me pretending to be my friend?
Kate, if you kill me, the CIA will never get their hands on that device.
I don't give a damn about that.
Oh, easy. Kate. Power! Get her off!
Hey, put the weapon down.
I'm so sorry. This has got nothing to do with
you. We need him alive to know what he knows.
He doesn't know anything. He's playing us.
That's not true. Power! Is it Morgan? Put it down!
I have no idea where the device is. Lying just
no, I'm not.
About everything
no,
else.
I put a tracker on the device. I can tell you where it is.
You're a lying sack!
Put the weapon down and let him talk.
I can give you the tracker's code.
I don't believe you. I'm going to pull it in your head.
Hey, put the weapon down! 8469 Romeo. 3 Alpha 469 Romeo. That's the code. I'm telling you the truth.
That's
Did
good.
You get that?
Kind of. I had it. I was going down the wrong street. I thought she was serious.
That was about the best 24 scene I've ever seen.
Yeah. That was really
Sorry,
good.
Sorry, Jen.
That's okay. Right.
Now, Jennifer's seen it. It's Michael who hasn't seen it.
No, I haven't seen
no,
it.
Oh, you haven't seen it. That's right. Oh, Michael did see it. All right, so 24, living up to it's about as good, maybe season 1 through 4 were good. This is about as good a season for 24 as most of us have seen. So you can be sure with the sea. I wonder how it did against the opening round of Under the Dome last night, because that would be the sort of competition.
Oh, I'd have to win, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, it has been winning. One of the reasons...
Under the Dome was on it after.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
So they weren't going, they weren't head-to-head.
Back-to-back, okay. One of the things that was smart that Fox has done is put 24 on Friday, so it's gotten almost as many viewers on Friday as it gets on Monday. So at any rate, it's now the next one, if you saw the previews, every week the build, and that's really what the show is all about, the build on what's going to happen next week. I will tell you one thing, spoiler alert, the husband of Jack's girlfriend is going to get it.
That is so great.
Yeah.
That makes it worthwhile.
Oh. All right, let's get to community. What's going on with community, Jen?
This show just will not die, and it's a good thing because it's got a lot of fans. It's what they call a cult TV show, and Community was canceled by NBC after 5 seasons. It's now been announced that Yahoo And Sony Pictures announced that they will return it this fall for a highly anticipated sixth season. It'll be 13 new episodes and available only on Yahoo Screen.
I thought it was interesting that FX is going to do a new Dennis Leary comedy. This ought to be good, Richie.
I love Dennis Leary.
Called Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll.
That's perfect for him.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
He's an edgy guy, but he's funny.
Yeah. It's about a middle-aged rock and roller named Johnny Rock. There you go.
Yeah. That's perfect for him. Yeah, it'd be great at that.
That'd be cool. All right, where are we, Jennifer? 51 after the hour. Nice job.
Oh, thanks.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Interesting things about being on the air is that over the years I've met a lot of interesting people. 53 after the hour right now. I have introduced the audience in the main to Akos Jankura before. He is a fellow that is well known not only here in this country, but in Canada where he is a native and around the world as being one of the number one pitchmen. I don't know, can you be, are there a number of number ones? Or maybe I could just say, Akos, that it's you're at the top of your game. You're one of a few who are in this club.
Well,
it really is. It is.
Thank you very much. It is a kind of a club. It's, having fun at your job. What kind of a job is that? It's an awesome job.
Right, it is. So look at the fun we have on the radio. You and I spend an hour together when you're here. I'm glad that John Cremins, who is also a part of our 9 o'clock East Coast time hour, which is all about inventions, the hour's called My Cool Inventions. You came up with this after all these years on Home Shopping Network and QVC selling products. Did you, as a kid, I always like to probe into people who are around me. As a kid, were you someone who was always sort of, someone who sort of has it in his blood, did you start selling things like Ed McMahon loved to tell me the story, tell everybody the story about being at 18 on the boardwalk in Atlantic City selling the Ginzu knives or whatever he was selling?
Well, we've all did a little bit of that. I sold Christmas cards in my mother's hairdressing salon, but little known fact no one knows about me, I couldn't utter a sentence in total till I graduated from college. I had an extreme stuttering problem. problem.
Really?
And so my selling activities were done a lot without sentences.
So how would you have pitched something? Just give us an example of how you might have pitched something when you were that age.
Well, my mother had a salon, so I got it hooked up with some greeting card company, and I would be the young hair washer, and of course I would solicit people with these catalogs, and I'd collect all their orders. My father was annoyed, and he was a math teacher. My mother finally said to him, he goes, "Stop being annoyed. I think he's taking down more money than you are at your job."
So at what point did you feel like, it was just going through a little while ago, the wealthiest people in terms of radio broadcasting, at what point do you feel like you knew you'd found the right thing and you were going to be a success? And then when do you think, in your own mind, you achieved that success?
Well, I had a television agent. I was working trade shows, selling, just like Ed McMahon, I was selling, actually, oddly enough, knives. Ginsu
really?
Knives. And I was recruited to go on TV, and my first airing ever in my life was a knife show called the Sharpenhausen Knives up in Canada. I cut myself live on air, bled everywhere. And they did crazy glue. By the way, crazy glue is the trick to that. Now, that stops the bleeding right away.
Crazy glue on cuts stops the bleeding.
Yeah, but I have to warn you, it's not nothing. It hurts like you've never been, it hurts like crazy. But there's no blood. And I came off air, I apologized, and they looked at me and said, "What are you apologizing for? We've never had dollars per minute that high for a long time." And then the woman came up to me and said, "What are you doing Sunday?" And I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing Sunday? Because how about going down to seeing In the Kitchen with Bob and Bob Bowersox down in QVC? And that's where my career really got started, when I was at QVC. And we sold out there also, just wiped.
So what is it that you have that other people don't have?
I think what happens is, I love to demonstrate. I love to be a little entertaining. And I think sincerity, I think, sells. I try to coach everybody who falls under my tutelage as far as pitching, is to be sincere. Because I think that's what people really want. They want to hear the truth. They want sincerity. They want good value. And if you can sort of muster all that together in a pot, you can come up with a pretty good pitch.
So, you have a pitch for us. I always love to hear your pitches. You got about a minute or so for one of your famous, this is Akos Jankura's, one of his famous pitches.
Well, I just came off air at HSN just moments ago, jumped on the mic here, and I was selling my security sleeves. These are sleeves that protect your credit cards from being electronically pickpocketed, these RFID chips. And we just had a huge airing there, because you slip your credit card in here and no one can electronically pickpocket you.
I'm so into these things.
You walk into one of those fast food places or gas stations, you wave your card, but you know what? For $80, you can buy one of those scanners online also.
$80.
I actually bought one. I actually own one. I was watching HSN a few moments ago. You would have seen me using it. And these sleeves are invaluable. How much, how inconvenient it is for you when you lose your credit card or somebody electronically pickpockets you. How about no more inconvenience? For $19.99, put your credit card in one of these sleeves, and we're not going to give you one. I'm going to double the offer. You buy one, you get one free. That's two of them, and you know what I like to do? Doug, a double-double. That's when you buy one, get one, then double the whole thing again. Four of them for $19.99, and just for a little icing on the cake, a couple BOGOs, I'm going to throw in a passport sleeve for you, free shipping and handling. Four credit card sleeves, a passport sleeve, free shipping and handling. Call 1-888-877-0490, 1-888-877-0490. MyCoolGadgets.com, HSN.com. How'd I do? All right?
That's very good. Connect to it actually at DougStefan.com as well. All right. Got the inside story of one of America's great pitchmen, Akos Jankura, here on the Doug Stefan Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.